Revised Senate health bill hits headwinds.
It's unclear whether there's a plan C.
New court ruling on travel ban.
Family exemptions expanded.
Suspect speaks in the case of missing men.
He confessed to the participation of the commission of four murders.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A day after it was unveiled, the revised Senate health care bill is already in critical condition. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill says key Republicans are weighing in on it.
Maine Senator Susan Collins said she will vote no. So did Kentucky's Rand Paul.
Do you think the new version is better than the old version?
No, I think it's worse. I mean, the old version repealed most of the Obamacare taxes. This repeals about half the Obamacare taxes.
The bill uses that tax revenue to pay for opioid addiction treatments, and it puts an additional $70 billion into a fund to stabilize premiums on the individual market. But it does not roll back the deep Medicaid cuts in the first version, a key sticking point for at least half a dozen moderates.
We haven't come to a decision at this point.
The only holdout who has gone from no to yes so far is Texas conservative Ted Cruz. The new bill includes his proposal to let insurers offer cheaper plans with fewer benefits.
I think we've made very significant progress.
But his backing won't be enough to keep the bill alive. And that has even supporters of the bill, like Lindsey Graham, casting about for alternatives.
Everybody is looking for an idea that is more Republican and does not run into the concept you're taking money from poor people to give it to rich people.
Well, he's overseas, but Mr. Trump tweeted passage of a health care bill must happen just before the president took part in a colorful French tradition.
I'm Elaine Cobb at the Bastille Day Parade in Paris. The U.S. is guest of honor this year as France remembers the entrance of the U.S. into World War I 100 years ago. The U.S. Flyers, the Thunderbirds, opened the traditional flyover at the start of the parade. Then American troops were among the first to walk down the Champs-Élysées ahead of their French counterparts.
Well, CBS's Major Garrett reports it. Advisor and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner has updated his White House security clearance three times, adding the names of more than 100 foreign contacts. Some Democrats say his security clearance should be revoked because of his meeting with a Russian lawyer during the campaign. A federal judge in Hawaii has ordered changes in President Trump's already watered-down travel ban. We're live with CBS's Jim Taylor.
The ruling, Trump administration's interpretation of the Supreme Court's travel ban instructions far too narrow. That when the high court said there must be exemptions to the ban for bona fide family members, it meant a lot more than mom and dad, brother and sister, son and daughter. Decision says grandparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and cousins are also members of the immediate family and are also exempted from the ban. The order stands unless the administration appeals. Steve?
Well, the suspect in the disappearance of four young men in Pennsylvania has confessed to killing them. Paul Lang is the attorney for 20-year-old Cosmo DiNardo.
In exchange for that confession, Mr. DiNardo was promised by the district attorney that he will spare his life by not invoking the death penalty.
Investigators were led to the farmland where remains were found by a signal from one of the men's cell phones. Now to the Middle East and a fatal confrontation at a holy site.
Gun battle erupted as three Israeli Arabs opened fire on police outside the Mosque of Al-Aqsa here in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Two Israeli policemen were killed. The gunmen fled into the mosque compound and were killed by police after a chase. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the attack in a phone call to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
From the upper Midwest to parts of the Northeast, heavy rain has brought flooding. CBS's David Begnaud is in Findlay, Ohio.
A new wave of thunderstorms tore through the Midwest overnight. The torrential rain was relentless and areas already covered in water.
It just wouldn't stop. You know, you just keep saying, oh, please, just stop, stop.
It's flooded before, but nothing this severe.
To the northwest in Wisconsin, the Fox River reached record levels, cresting at more than 17 feet. That is 2 feet above the highest level recorded.
The Trump administration's considering rolling back Obama-era guidelines on sexual assault on campus. CBS's Jan Crawford says they've been criticized for sweeping up innocent people.
Critics say the guidelines, however well-intentioned, have gone awry. Former student Jonathan Andrews says he was falsely accused of sexual assault in 2015.
The pendulum has swung so far to one side that it's guilty until proven innocent in many cases.
The 2011 guidelines lowered the standard of proof for sexual assault and all but denied cross-examination of witnesses. Supporters say the guidelines are necessary to protect and empower sexual assault victims.
My rapist lived in my dorm. I had to see him every day.
Alyssa Peterson is one of those victims. Her organization protested outside the Department of Education to persuade DeVos to keep the guidelines in place.
It outlines our rights in plain language to accommodations, to counseling. So those have enormous consequences for survivors.
Well, we're paying tribute today to one of the greats at CBS News, Douglas Edwards, who was born 100 years ago today.
CBS News presents Douglas Edwards with up-to-the-minute developments from all parts of the world.
It was what he heard on the radio that grabbed his attention.
March of 1938, I heard the first World News Roundup, and I said, that's where I want to go.
Now here is Douglas Edwards with the CBS World News Roundup. Good morning, everybody.
Then he went on to become the first network TV anchorman in 1948 on a broadcast that would become the CBS Evening News.
This was a 15-minute CBS news broadcast. It was CBS Radio News with pictures.
He covered some of the biggest stories of his time. He was there when the Andrea Doria cruise ship went down in 1956.
The Andrea Doria, pride of the Italian lines, looking like a colorful but big and dead hippopotamus.
Doug Edwards anchored a daily network TV newscast of one kind or another for 40 straight years, a record that still stands. Japan is working on a scanning device that aims to detect nuclear material used in dirty bombs. Officials hope to have it working before the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Conventional X-ray baggage screening machines can't detect the presence of nuclear materials, so Japan is refining a device that uses neutron beams. It can identify even trace amounts of fissionable material hidden in luggage within a second. Authorities are concerned about preventing attacks using so-called dirty bombs, which are easy to assemble and can contaminate large areas. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
Instagram lit up overnight when Beyonce posted pictures of her newborn twins. The note read, Sir Carter and Rumi, 1 month today. Millions of likes poured in just a matter of hours. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.